This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. In the first segment, we're going to ask you to hold off on any phone calls, and we'll open up the lines on the second portion if you have any questions. Dealing with our subject this morning, we're talking about growth here in Rutherford County. We're talking about some exciting things happening here in the community. Paul Latour is with us, the president of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And Katie Riddle is here. Katie is the Director of Communications and Marketing for the Chamber. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
This is an exciting place, Rutherford County, right now. You look around and other places are not seeing the kind of growth we're having. We've seen Amazon coming in. We've seen NHK Seating coming in. Of course, a major expansion at Nissan, probably one of the biggest expansions ever. And those are just a few of the things. And I don't think those just happened by accident, did they, Paul?
They did not. a lot of hard work and a lot of sweat equity goes into it. And it's definitely a team effort. And so it takes a team. It takes our economic development partners, including the different municipalities that we deal with, the state of Tennessee and their Department of Economic and Community Development, TVA. And then again, you know, the different utility partners it takes to, you know, get the necessary infrastructure there to make sure that they are able to sustain their growth.
What kind of comments do these companies have when they come to our community? What do they tell you they're looking for? What are their comments about Rutherford County? Sort of share with us a little of what they're telling you.
Yeah, sure. Essentially, the first thing that happens is that a company, if they're looking for a new facility, to expand, they will come and look at a site if they're looking to build or looking at an existing facility that we have that may be vacant. So usually that's a team of engineers that come in, and they want to make sure that the site and or the building meets their needs. Then they go back through a selection process. They examine the quality of the workforce. They examine the quality of life here. They examine, of course, their transportation network for getting their raw materials in or products out. And so you factor all that in, and on top of that you look at the business climate in terms of taxation in Tennessee and also locally, and you know, all those factors go into a decision matrix that these guys do, and at the end of the day we try to put ourselves at the best competitive advantage that we can. And so a lot of times we're able to do that. A lot of times we're not, but we've been more successful than we have not been, so we're very fortunate.
I know in the early stages, a lot of people in distant places had not heard about Rutherford County. They weren't that familiar with us. And so the Chamber of Commerce and Destination Rutherford did a lot of marketing in publications that reached these people who were looking at relocating some of their business, expanding their business. Has that, obviously it has paid off, but has it more than paid off? Has it gotten these people, some new people coming in, and then now they're spreading the word how great Rutherford County is?
Well, I think any business owner would agree that word of mouth is the best way to get your name out there. We certainly, we want to make sure that when we're making a presentation, it's on a personal level. And when we're doing that, we're meeting with decision makers or site selection consultants or real estate professionals from all across the country. We want them to know that they'll be taken care of when they bring their client here. And a lot of places can't say that. So it's incumbent upon us to make sure we put our best foot forward, put our best package together, and then hopefully at the end of the day we'll win the project.
Is there any one or two things that seems to be needed here in the community still, that as these people come in and they look at Rutherford County and they say, I like what you have, it's phenomenal, probably one of the better places we've looked at, we wish you had such and such. Is there anything that we still have missing that maybe we need to try to get?
I don't know exactly how to answer that, except to say each project is different. Every project, every company has a different, unique set of circumstances that they look at when they're looking at establishing a new operation in a new location. So I think we always, Rutherford County and the different municipalities certainly have a lot to offer, and certainly have the quality of life, the housing, workforce is something that is key. Obviously, when someone's going to open up a business, they want to be able to make sure that they've got the available workforce to do it. So while we have all those things, we always try to work on them. But I think our infrastructure, from all that standpoint, is certainly something that's it's an advantage for us, I can tell you.
Obviously, the automobile industry is one of the major areas of our growth here, with NHK Seating, obviously, with Nissan and their dramatic expansion. Nissan's a big player in the community anyway, but with their moving into the manufacturing of electric cars, batteries, things of this sort. And then I've heard recently getting into the manufacturing of engines for Mercedes-Benz, I understand.
Yeah, I saw that this week, yeah. That's good
so
news.
Just really exciting things happening here. What do you think might be our next type of industry that would be coming into the area? You probably have had some people checking on these industries. I know tourism is growing. What is another area that looks like it's ripe for growth here?
Well, I know it's been talked about in the past how we have missed out on opportunities for corporate headquarters or some regional headquarters or shared services operations. I'm very confident that our day will be coming soon. I think that the folks that are making decisions that are they're looking outside the Nashville area now, or perhaps the Cool Springs. Without a doubt, that's certainly one area. I think the other area we're going to focus on and really going to develop a concerted effort to kind of harvest, if you will, the resources at MTSU. If you look at what all they have to offer, you know, we could very easily be in the life sciences business. We could be in the aerospace, the things that we can capitalize on that we already have. And it's just a matter of sitting down and trying to understand how we, again, harness those resources and make sure that we put our best foot forward and attract that particular industry. So
I guess that sort of ties in with the area, the corridor, the high-tech corridor that has been discussed quite a bit. And you see things happening at MTSU right now. Their attraction of the military's drone aircraft, that fantastic master control center to teach people how to work in a control tower at the airports. These are all very important and areas in which I guess we really have the exclusive on those.
Well, and you couple that with the fact that we've got the Smyrna airport. That is a tremendous advantage for us. We've got 500 acres right now ready to go to be leased. So it's almost fully implemented with infrastructure. So we're just it's an outstanding and facility. The second or third largest runway in the state, behind two of them in Memphis. So it's certainly got the capabilities to be able to do that, and again partner back with MTSU on what they can offer. So it's real opportunities ahead.
The tourism industry seems to be growing also, and the Chamber of Commerce is a part of that with your beautiful new facility and the Welcome Center, and not only the Welcome Center, but the store in the Chamber building that really promotes local, souvenirs. That's a great idea.
Well, thank you, and I'll take credit for it, even though I wasn't here when it was decided. But, the gift shop is doing great. I think we actually had a real good Christmas season when the folks we've got a lot of local folks coming and shopping there as well, not just visitors. But the building, we've been in it about a year now, a little over a year, and so certainly it's already paid dividends. I mean, when you're bringing an Amazon, you're meeting in our building, that's the first impression they get, and it's certainly a positive one. So we hope to continue that with other projects, with tourists, with our chamber members, and just general community members that want to come in and It's a great facility, no doubt it's paid dividends.
Katie, I know you're excited about the growth at the Chamber of Commerce. We're now one of the largest in Tennessee. We're not the largest city yet, but we have one of the largest chambers, which I think really says a lot about the community. And your job is promoting the chamber, letting people know all of the achievements that the chamber has. Is that sort of feeding the fuel of getting more people excited about the chamber and saying, hey, I think I need to be a part of that?
Yes, absolutely. And as Paul said, word of mouth is so important to chamber membership as well. So we are so fortunate to have a business community that really has a sense of partnership and supporting each other. And I think that helps, and that's really people are able to take advantage of the chamber to meet new people, to network, to get those affordable professional development opportunities. And when they feel that it's of value, they tell other people and they join the chamber too. So we're really lucky to have a lot. We have close to 2,000 chamber members, very involved, active. It's a progressive organization, and it's my pleasure to promote that every day.
Now, how does that compare to other cities? I know we're, second, third as far as size. We have 2,000 members. Let's look at some other cities. Nashville, Memphis, obviously larger cities. Are we in there near them?
We are. I would say that the Nashville Chamber probably has around 2,500 to 2,600 members. I think Memphis is somewhere around that same range. So we're definitely not far off. And you may recall a year or two ago, we had a tremendously successful membership event where we recruited new members and had 504 new members, and we're going to repeat that in the fall this year. So we may get back up to bumping and pushing Nashville or Memphis, too. So we're excited about that.
That has to make them feel uncomfortable when they see this aggressive community, growing like we are, sort of picking the very best of new business opportunities coming in.
Well, it takes a strong membership base to do the kinds of things that we need to do to give them their return on their investment by recruiting new jobs, by recruiting tourism events, and doing the things that it takes to kind of make this economy stronger. So it's definitely appreciated. We certainly appreciate all of our members. If you're thinking about becoming a member, we'd love to talk to you and Kelly Beam and others on staff down there, as well as myself. And Katie would love to talk to you guys about joining and be part of the team.
It's exciting to see Kelly working all of these ribbon cuttings, and she broke all records last year. And I would imagine from the rate she's going this year, looks like she's going to break the records that were broken last year.
Yeah, I tell you, you see the news every night, the national news and the things that are going on in the world. We had over 110 ribbon cuttings last year, which is, those are new businesses opening up in Rutherford County, and that's exciting. And in reference to the pace, yeah, I mean, we've got two today, got two later this week, and so.
Phenomenal.
Just keep it rolling, yeah.
It's exciting to see that happening, because that means new jobs for people, not only new jobs at those businesses, but those businesses will hire more people, and that means they're going to be eating out more, buying more clothes, groceries, and what have you, mm-hmm. and shopping at other places. So all of that really does help tremendously.
Yep.
When you let's look a little bit more at tourism, because that's a pretty clean dollar. You don't have to educate their children. They come in, they spend money, they sleep in a hotel, then they go home. The expansion at the Stones River National Battlefield, that new entrance, we keep hearing conversations about it'd be great to have, and I've heard this, I guess, for 15 years, it'd be great to have a tourism destination like a theme park or something of that sort. We used to have Dolly Parton sightings all around. That sort of died off a bit. Is that still a possibility of having some type of theme park? Is that anything that you're hearing any murmuring about?
Don't hear a lot about it. Actually, if you look at some of the the folks like Six Flags and others, they're cutting back. They're actually closing and shuttering some facilities that they have. But I think what we want to do is have a pretty good attack in terms of going after projects and events. first and foremost, you know, we've got this convention center here with the conference center, so rather with the Embassy Suites. We need to work to continue to get that corporate traveler here. Those guys are going to stay 2-3 days at a time, and they're going to leave, as you pointed out. And they're going to eat in the restaurants and shop, but that's also that the good news about that is you've got corporate people coming to Rutherford County and looking and seeing what we have to offer, and I think that's key. Again, the cultural things, you referenced the battlefield, there's the Uncle Dave Making Days, those kinds of things we're going to continue to capitalize on. And then also, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, the huge sports arena that we have in terms of attracting people to come here for events, spring fling, the basketball for TSSAA. The soccer tournament we had last year was by far, in a way, the largest event we've ever had in Rutherford County. So we've got about 4 or 5 things that we're continuing to work on. We hope to have some good news later on. But I think we've got a good, solid foundation for tourism, and we want to continue to grow, and it did last year, so it's good.
Some exciting things happening here in the community. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. We're going to learn about some activities that are on the calendar. Some things you need to know about. We're also going to touch on how do you join the Chamber of Commerce. That'll be coming up, and we'll also open up the phone lines if you have any questions of Paul and Katie this morning. Stay with us. And I can always find my way when you are here.
This is Clark Howard. Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS as we discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. Go big with the mighty 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4. $12,000 off MSRP. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro, your go-to dealer for Ford trucks and the number one Ford dealer in Middle Tennessee, 1550 Broad Street, or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Discount on 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4, stock number E823583, number one volume ranking based on November 2011 sales report, retail and fleet cars and trucks combined. Offer expires February 3rd.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our 2 watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just 1 Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. We still have a good deal of traffic in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad at Memorial, also Broad at Church. Church Street at I-24 are still very congested, as is I-24 there at the Old Fort Parkway exit. And, of course, we've got a little bit of a problem involving I-24 westbound. This is a stalled vehicle at Harding Place. This traffic report brought to you by the law office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Call 866-468-6603 or go online to bartdurham.com. With traffic, I'm Randy O'Brien for WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We have a slight chance for showers developing this afternoon, mainly cloudy skies, a high of 60, and a light east-northeast wind. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Andy Feluber. Right now, 43.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
Filthy block of flats, trash was on the floor, a snake was in my nose, hinges off the doors.
Welcome back. We're talking about growth here in our community. Paul Latour, the president of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, is with us this morning, as well as Katie Riddle, who's the director of communications and marketing for the chamber. And when we left to let people know about the traffic situation, one thing we mentioned that we would share is how to become a member of the chamber. Is it difficult? Is it different for different sizes of businesses? How does it work?
Well, to answer your first question, no, it is not difficult. First and foremost, we can either come out and visit with you, or if you prefer to do it, yeah, you can actually sign up online. And so that's an easy way to do it. We try to make it easy. The base membership is 300, and so it does go on a scale from there. But, yeah, it just depends on the employee size, and there's a graduated scale for that. But we'd be happy to get that to in front of anybody that wants to consider joining.
And, Katie, what does someone get from being a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And if somebody is interested in joining and wants to hear about it before they make the commitment, we have a Chamber 101 orientation every single Friday in Murfreesboro at our Chamber building at 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. And then it's also on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 2:30 at the North Rutherford YMCA in Smyrna. And at those orientation sessions, somebody from our membership team will sit down and talk about just that. What's available, what is offered, how you can really take advantage of being a chamber member, how you can take advantage of the resources that are going to be at your fingertips, how you can connect with other businesses, and all of those sorts of things. So that's just a great resource for people to take advantage of.
And for people who are new in business, the chamber really offers some tremendous courses on how to run a business more economically, more efficiently, more successfully. And you have a different topic almost every month or so on that.
That's exactly right. We have a Chamber University program. And so every month, like you said, there's a different topic. Every quarter is kind of divided into a larger kind of an umbrella of topics. The first quarter of this year is dedicated to human resources. So we actually have a session coming up on Thursday morning of this week, and it's all about customer service training. And in every business, customer service is so important. And so we're going to have a panel of experts talk about best practices. And at those sessions, not only do you learn about things, you really take away some things that you can implement at your business, no matter what size it is.
You know, you're also rubbing elbows, so to speak, with other people who are doing the same thing you're doing. They had a dream and they wanted to start their own business, and they're doing it. And no matter what business you're in, they're all very similar. And I guess you'd call that networking. You can share ideas with each other and sort of help each other down that road.
That's exactly right. And that's what I think is so special about the chamber, is that it brings people together that have similar challenges, similar opportunities. And as we all know, a lot of times with brainstorming and hearing other people's ideas of what's worked and what hasn't, that makes us better leaders, better people, and run successful businesses even better.
Paul, tell us about some of the other activities that are coming up in the near future that people need to know about, some activities from the chamber.
Absolutely. Well, the biggest one coming up is on February 3rd. It's our annual dinner, Business at its Best, and it's going to be at the Embassy Suites Conference Center. So it's always a great event each year, and so anyone who's interested that would love to attend to see what some of the accomplishments we had last year, as well as some of our plans for next year, and then as well as honoring some folks in town with our Business Legends of the Year, the Business Person of the Year, and of course our Pinnacle Awards winner that we'll unveil as well. So we're excited about that. As Katie mentioned, Chamber University is this Thursday. Always popular Business After Hours is on January 24th from 5 to 7. It's going to be at the new building at MTMC, the Seton Building, and it's going to be sponsored by MTMC as well as the Middle Tennessee Imaging, Murfreesboro. So we're excited about that. And if you don't want to go after hours, you can go before hours on the 26th, a couple days later. It's going to be at Gold's Gym, so you can come work out and get some coffee and some donuts, too.
That sounds like a winner.
Absolutely. It's all I want. So got some great events coming up this month and early next month, so we're excited.
Now, on the Business at its Best banquet, those tickets move very quickly. I mean, you're limited to the – even though that's a big ballroom, the chamber seems to fill it up fairly quickly.
We do. It's an exciting event every year, and so we're trying to get the word out. Love for anyone or anyone who wants to come. So absolutely, just call us at the chamber, and we'll get you set up. Or you can actually go online and register as well. So
893-6565, the chamber number, or what is your web address again?
www.rutherfordchamber.org, and hopefully you can go on there. Well, I know you can. Not hopefully, you can go on there and register. So look forward to that.
Katie, how much are the tickets?
They are $60 for chamber members and $80 for non-members.
And you need to do that quickly because they start moving very quickly.
Yes.
And don't want to be left out. How many people will that ballroom hold?
I think ultimately it'll hold about 1,500 or 1,600 people, and we get somewhere close to that.
I know we always used to think, will that ballroom ever be full? And once you got it up near capacity, it has stayed there each year.
You have, absolutely. So it's a great venue for it.
Very definitely. That, and while we're talking about the Embassy Suites Hotel and Conference Center, as you mentioned, that is one of the major draws into the community for what we would call, I guess, medium-sized conventions and conferences. They're not medium, so they're pretty good size, but yeah. When you compare them to, say, something that would be in Nashville, these are the sizes that that maybe would be overkill or underkill for them in Nashville.
Well, in terms of size, actually, of course, Opryland and then the new convention center will be one and two in size, and then we're actually in Middle Tennessee the third largest. So we've got the ability to accommodate a lot of meetings.
So we can take the big ones now.
Big as we need. So, but yeah, it's been a great venue. It's the good news is, in talking with not just them but other folks in the hotel industry, bookings are full, and so that's good. Looking, the starting the pipeline in terms of getting companies and events here are looking pretty good.
Mona Herring has done a phenomenal job of getting in sporting events, which just really bring in the tourist and come in to enjoy all of those. How does this year look on that? I know she has some things up her sleeve on that area, too.
Well, about this time of year, she starts going into her bunker, and she starts to we've got basketball coming up pretty soon, the championships for that. And then about a month later or so, of course, the Spring Fling, which is our marquee event each year, the biggest event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a lot of work. Could not thank the volunteers enough that participate in that to help us. We could not do it without them and all the support that our local businesses give for these events. It's great. So, but yeah, absolutely. She's definitely working on several things, exciting things that will be good for our community, and hopefully we'll be able to come back and talk about it.
Very definitely. In just a moment, we're going to touch a little on one of the areas that is offered at the Chamber of Commerce that most other chambers don't have, and that's through the Small Business Group, and that's at our chamber, has been for many, many years, and pretty unique situation, too. We'll be looking into that. Paul Latour and Katie Riddle with us this morning, right here on WGNS. Outside, 41 degrees.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
We have a slight chance for showers developing this afternoon, mainly cloudy skies, a high of 60, and a light east-northeast wind. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 43.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Good Neighbor Talk focuses totally on the issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
This is your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro.
We're back again. We're talking about growth right here in the heart of Tennessee. Paul Latour, the president of the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, is with us this morning, along with Katie Riddle, who is the director of communications and marketing for the chamber. And right before that break, we mentioned that one of the unique offerings of the chamber is a sort of a team effort that they've put together with the Small Business Administration. There just aren't very many chambers that have SBA in the building with them. And that's been true here in Rutherford County for quite a few years. You've sort of had a partner with them there.
Great partner. Pat Geho and his group and their the set of counselors and the resources that these guys have. I hear, you know, folks will come up to me and go, hey, what a great resource you guys have. I had a business or I was starting a business, and I was able to go in, receive free counseling, by the way. And so this is something, a service that we provide along with these guys to make sure that, hey, if you're thinking about going in business, maybe they can share some things that will help you. They may share some things that may talk you out of going into business. Or if you've got, let's say your business is 5 years old and you're having some issues in a certain particular area, they can help address those. So we've got some great expertise, and as you pointed out, Bart, a great resource, no doubt.
Very definitely. And that is a free service, and it's all available at the Chamber of Commerce, whether you're a member or not.
That's correct, yeah.
There's so many things that you do to promote business, even if they're not members. And then hopefully, I guess, once they become successful, they'll say, you know, that Chamber of Commerce really has helped me. I need to be a part of that. And that's easy to do, as you had mentioned earlier.
Yeah, you know, once we have the opportunity, we're able to show that there's value there. And, of course, people want to invest in things that they're going to get some value from. And so we talk about that every day amongst our staff. Are we doing, you know, if we're considering doing a program or a new offering, first thing we ask ourselves, is this going to provide value to our membership? And if it doesn't, then we need to look at doing something else.
Mm-hmm. One of the great pluses is obviously the Avenue area, that whole industrial area that is developing there. There's a lot of area across from the Avenue, a lot of land that's ready to be developed. Are you looking at that as corporate offices? Are you looking at it as retail? What is the plan for that?
I think both. It's certainly zoned for that, and it's ripe for the right opportunity. We're starting to see folks that develop those type centers starting to come back and show some limited interest. Of course, when the economy hit, folks were struggling to do those, and so we're starting to see a little bit of interest come back, and I think you'll see a great development over there at some point.
And obviously around where the hospital is now located, it seems that all of that area seems to be focusing on medical services, new office buildings being constructed there, not just on the hospital campus, but all around in the roads that are nearby. And some new development at the pond, at the Gateway Island. Mm-hmm. Just exciting things happening there. Any idea, will that berm or whatever it is, the pile of dirt, go away sometime? Where people traveling down the Medical Center Parkway can actually see that there is a Gateway Island over there?
To answer your question, yes, that's some fill dirt that I guess whoever owns it would be happy if you'd come by and pick up some. Don't quote me on that. Eventually it will go away, and the visibility to the pond will be enhanced.
We have just a few minutes left in our broadcast this morning. Is there anything that has been left out that you're thinking, I wish we could get this information out?
Not off the top of my head, but again, I just would like to say thanks for the opportunity to come today. We got a very nice Christmas present at the end of the year with Amazon. You know, we don't like for those projects to go public so early in the process because you get all this public pressure and you get asked about it across town. And unfortunately, we're not able to talk too much about those kinds of things. But what a great opportunity. 1,150 people will be working out there eventually. Probably the next fall is when they're going to be slated for opening. If you haven't driven by the site on Joe B. Jackson, you can drive by during the day or the night because they have lights out there and they're working feverishly to get the site pad ready for the construction. So great opportunity for Rutherford County, great opportunity for Tennessee as well, and so we're very fortunate to have those jobs. And
I heard somebody say they were thinking about having the facility finished by spring or summer. I'm not sure how they can do that. I guess prefab work, maybe they can, and working 24 hours a day, maybe you can do it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tall order, but yeah, I mean they're going to be up and rolling. So no
NHK
doubt.
Seating is out in that area too, so a lot going on over there.
Yeah, great folks at NHK, and we're glad to have those guys in Murfreesboro as well.
And of course, expansion at Nissan. We already are the largest auto manufacturing facility under one roof in the nation. This just blows out everybody else, I guess, because they're basically doubling the size over there.
Well, the game changed in the early 80s when they announced they were going to put a facility in Tennessee, and fortunately put it in Smyrna in Rutherford County. So the Nissan facility continues to pay dividends. Good news is car sales are up. I think they had a great month of December. They're up 7.7%. So more and more folks are buying cars, and that's a good thing for us and our economy here locally. And so we're excited about that.
Very definitely. Without asking you to divulge any names or anything, are there any corporations that Destination Rutherford and the Chamber of Commerce are working on that look as if we may be getting another prize corporation soon or within the next few months?
Yes.
All right.
Now, we do have we're in the final stages of a couple of projects that we hope that we'll choose Rutherford County. The good news, what we look at is kind of our sustainability, is our pipeline. Do we have a good pipeline full of projects? And the good news is we do. And that's what's going to get us through the next year or two until we get this economy fully turned around where we want to be. We've taken some great steps in that direction with Amazon, with Nissan, others that you've referenced. And so we're excited about the pipeline being full. And I would hope that next couple months, 3 months, what have you, be able to announce some great news.
Paul, Katie, thank you very much for your leadership. And I tell you, you're doing a great job with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. It is exciting to see this continued growth in the community, a growth where a lot of other places are not seeing it.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Much more to come here on WGNS. And again, if you'd like to join the Chamber of Commerce, go to their website or call them at 893-6565. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Each week, the Demas family salute an outstanding emergency responder who goes the extra mile. A listener says they were involved in an auto accident. They say it was getting heated before Officer Terry Spence arrived. The Murfreesboro police officer calmed us down and made us realize how fortunate we were that none of us had serious injuries. He was a true professional who calmed nerves and got us all working together. Murfreesboro Police Officer Terry Spence receives dinner for two at Demas Restaurant. Now, this is not the first time the public has sent glowing reports about this officer. The family at Demas Restaurant encourage you to take the time to let us know when you see an emergency responder going the extra mile. whether it's a police officer, firefighter, paramedic, or telecommunicator. Put it in writing and get it to WGNS. And thank you, Officer Terry Spence.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Not running for Congress in the new 4th District. Catalytic converters stolen off new cars, and lawmakers want to pay expected moms for doctor visits. That news and more coming up here on a Tuesday. It's the 10th of January, 2012. I'm Brian Barrett reporting. State Senator Jim Tracy will not be a candidate for U.S. Congress. He, along with Diane Black and Luann Zelnick, had a hotly contested battle to replace Bart Gordon in the 6th District back in 2010. However, with redistricting, Rutherford County will now be in the 4th District. Tracy, who will have a new state Senate district as well, says he's running for re-election to the new District 14, adding, "In making this decision, I do want to thank those who have called or sent notes regarding the congressional district. I'm very thankful and humbled for the tremendous support I've received throughout Middle Tennessee, both in 2010 and now," end quote. Republican Congressman Scott Desjarlais will pick up Rutherford County and will be running for re-election after being selected by voters in 2010. Rutherford County State Senator Bill Ketron says he's considering a run against Desjarlais, but has not made a final decision. About $60,000 in damages reported to one car dealer over the weekend. Unknown person stole catalytic converters off seven new vehicles. The crime unfolded at Beeman Dodge on South Church Street, the case labeled as a felony theft, felony vandalism case. Here's a bizarre idea. One Republican lawmaker wants to pay expected moms $50 each time they visit the doctor's office for a checkup. Senator Brian Kelsey of Germantown thinks the idea would help reduce the number of infant deaths in the state if it were a statewide program. Kelsey first wants to start the paid checkup program in the Memphis area as a pilot program before it goes statewide. A Murfreesboro homeowner was surprised to find an unknown car parked next to her home with two unidentified men next to it on Sunday. The homeowner apparently drove up to a burglary in progress at her home on Sulphur Springs Road. The police incident report shows the woman witnessed the two men flee from the house and she gave chase. Police got involved and were able to pull the two men over on John Rice Boulevard. When the homeowner returned to her house, it was realized that the two men were in the process of stealing her 70-inch television and 57-inch TV when she arrived home. The men also took her Xbox. The two men were arrested and taken to jail to face burglary charges. A man who was arrested by Murfreesboro police on resisting arrest and public intoxication charges being held for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Bureau, Luis Garcia, who also goes by four other aliases, was busted by police when they were called to his Bradyville Pike apartment Friday. When police got to the address, they found a man and a woman arguing with each other. The man in question turned out to be Garcia. Now, police say when booked at the jail, it was realized that he had also been booked there before under a different name and different birth dates. As a result, he's being held without bond until Immigration and Customs Enforcement Bureau decides what to do with him. Reports indicate Garcia is a native of Guatemala and was wanted on six outstanding warrants. He'll be in court on the 14th of February. We have more news on the case involving a man who allegedly tried to break a baby's neck. Murfreesboro Police Officer Kyle Evans explains.
This is a case of Glenn Clymer Jr., who back at the end of November, we responded to the Middle Tennessee Medical Center in reference to a unknown problem with a gentleman and a little baby. When officers got there, Officer Bobby Edwards and David Harrison actually arrived on the scene, and they found Clymer had what appeared to be a one-year-old baby in his arms, and actually ran, got into the back seat of a car, and while he was in there, he was threatening to harm the child. He actually said he was going to snap the child's head off. Very dangerous situation for everybody involved. So Detective Roberts was able to upgrade the charges that were filed against him to attempted second-degree murder and attempted aggravated child abuse.
Clymer awaiting his day in court under a $100,000 bond. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro, a leader in chronic pain relief in Rutherford County for over two decades. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253.
WGNS Primetime Sports.
Blackman is at Smyrna tonight for State Farm Prep Basketball. Our pregame begins at 6:20, 6:30 airtime here on WGNS AM/FM. Also after the game, the Rick Ensel Coaches Show will be tape delayed. That's news here for Tuesday. Brian Barrett reporting.
This is Chad Mills with Mills.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM.
Overnight, every night. On WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Let's look ahead and see what's happening in our community. If you love musicals, Guys and Dolls is showing through January the 22nd at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. For more information, call the Center for the Arts at 904-ARTS. And now through January the 14th, you're encouraged to recycle those Christmas trees. Be sure to take the tinsels and decorations off, and if you live in Murfreesboro, put them right there on the curb or take them over to the farmer's market. The drop-off point for listeners in the Smyrna area is the Lee Victory Park. Once again, this is now through January the 14th. Make those New Year's resolutions to get fit and lose weight come true. Right now, through the end of the month, buy your tickets to SportsCom and the Patterson Community Center at 25% off. You better hurry. That's through the end of this month only. You need to make a note of this. On Saturday, January the 14th, a Celtic band concert at the Barfield Crescent Park. And it's free. The Secret Commonwealth performs. The gates open at 5:30 and the music starts at 6:30. That's Saturday, January 14th at the Barfield Crescent Park. And we say thank you to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department for this great service. And those are Good Neighbor events.
By.
G. Gordon Liddy is on the Good Neighbor Network.
It's on the G-Man.
G. Gordon Liddy, weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And before we leave you this morning, let's take a look at that Murfreesboro weather once again.
We have a slight chance for showers developing this afternoon, mainly cloudy skies, a high of 60, and a light east-northeast wind. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 43.
Thank you, Mandy, and thank you, Paul Latour and Katie Riddle, for joining us this morning from the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget to order those tickets for the February big event, the special annual banquet, Business at its Best, and that's over at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Conference Center. Call the Chamber and order those tickets, a word to the wise. You need to do that quickly because they will start moving very, very quickly. The number at the Chamber is 893-6565. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking with our Vice Mayor, Chris Bratcher, focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. So much going on here. That'll be tomorrow. Hey, have a great day.